Hello children,
the subject is commerce and the chapter is business environment. What do we mean by business environment? Business means an organization which is engaged in commercial, industrial and professional activities. Or we can say business means producing and selling goods and services for profit. What do we mean by environment? Here environment is not related with air, water, land, but it is related with individuals, institutions and forces that influence business. For example, customers, public, investors, social, economic and political environment, which has an indirect influence on the working of an enterprise. Therefore, business environment means the sum total of all individuals, institutions and other forces that lies outside a business enterprise, but that may influence the functioning and performance. Features of business environment. Interrelatedness. If people are health conscious, then they will be demanding low fat cooking oil or sugar free products. Dynamic means new competitors in the market. That means it will shift the preferences of the consumers as they will be selling their goods at lower prices. Uncertainties. That means difficulties. A business environment may face various forms of difficulties because it cannot predict the future due to fashion keeps on changing. Importance of business environment. First mover advantage. That means availing early opportunities instead of losing to competitors. For example, middle class people, they prefer small cars because of space problem. So Maruti Udyog became the leader in small car market. Customer focus means the likes and dislikes of the customers are taken into consideration. Nowadays, all the FMCG goods which are produced in the market are in small pouches or sachets, you can say, in order to increase sales. Strategy formulation. When an ITC company came to know about it, that the government is planning to promote travel and tourism, so it started building up hotels in India and abroad. Dimensions of business environment, micro and macro environment. Micro environment is directly influencing the working of business environment. In micro environment, we have got internal factors and external factors. Internal factors are related with top management. What are the aims and objectives of any business? For example, Ranbaxy, its main mission was to become a research-based international pharmaceutical company. Power structure is related with board of directors and chief executives at the top level, the ones who make all the major decisions with the support of the shareholders and the employees in order to achieve the aim of the company. If a company has good image in the market, then it can easily raise finance and so it can enter the foreign market even. External forces are related with customers. In order to be successful, a company must understand the expectation of the customers. Business space problems with the competitors. Next is competitors. The ones who are selling similar product, for example, Sony and LG. Suppliers are related with the ones who sell raw material to the company. Generally, business keeps two suppliers in the hand. Suppose if due to any reason, if they are not getting the supply from one supplier, then they can be in touch with the other supplier so that the production process goes on. Middlemen are the ones who are concerned with promoting the goods and selling the goods. And finances are the ones who are related with financial institutions, the ones who provide loan for business. Macro environment has an indirect influence on business organization. Economic environment. The main component of economic environment is economic planning. For example, 5-year planning. Social environment is related with social and cultural forces which influence business. For example, changes in habit of people's lifestyle led to the buyers buying designer or branded clothes. Technological environment is related with science. For example, robots being used in industry. Political environment is related with public affairs. That is the constitutional framework of a country. Legal environment means laws and regulation of a country. And the main components are rights and duties of the citizen and the judiciary system of a country. SWOT analysis. S means strength, W means weakness, O means opportunity and T means threat. Strength means gaining strategic advantage over competitors. For example, Hindustan Unilever Limited Company has a strong hold in the entire distribution network of the country. Weakness is related with limitations. If a reputed company is facing problem of fund, opportunities means favorable conditions to strengthen its position. For example, globalization has given opportunity to the companies to enter into banking and insurance. Threat means unfavorable condition which causes damage or risk to its position. For example, Indian company facing competition with the international firms. Let me recapitulate whatever I have covered. Concepts of business environment, importance of business environment, dimensions of business environment, that is micro and macro environment, and SWOT analysis. Thank you, children.